Tom DeFilippo heads the Joint Council on International Children's Services, a U.S. advocacy group. Now, that sounds, Tom, like a very dire situation at that makeshift hospital. Why shouldn't some of these children, who are thought to be orphans already, seek a new life in more developed countries? I mean, it seems like a valid humanitarian gesture, but is it a good idea right now?
Well, it's certainly understandable why anyone would want to go into Haiti and bring children into Western countries for permanent care. And certainly, I mean, just listening to that physician and hearing reports from our own staff and what they're going through, any child that's in a medical emergency certainly needs to be treated either in Haiti or, if not, flown into a hospital in the States or in another country where they can get the medical treatment. But in terms of your specific question, it's certainly understandable that any citizen, any family would want to go to Haiti and adopt an orphan or bring them into their home. But we need to make sure that a child in Haiti does not have any living relatives, living parent, before we remove them from their country. We see situations where during an earthquake, a child may be in school and the parent at work, or the child may be in a relative's home and the mother or father working on the other side of the island. The earthquake hits, you see the child alone for days, for weeks. The assumption is the child's an orphan. They would be put on a plane and flown to another country, only to find out that the parent was in the hospital or could otherwise or was otherwise retained and couldn't travel because the roads are impassable. So in those kind of situations, we would be separating a child from their living parent or their living grandparents or aunt or uncle where they could remain in their family of birth. So we certainly don't want to be doing that.
Right.
It would be the last thing we would want to do.
Let me ask you this, Tom. We've been watching images today of dozens of very young Haitian orphans landing in Pittsburgh, and these were children, as we understand it, who were already in the process of being adopted from Haiti before the earthquake. Are these types of images, though, causing some confusion among the public about the possibility of adoption from Haiti right now?
I believe it might be causing confusion. I think the general public doesn't understand the adoption process. In Haiti, it takes 3 years. Complete an international adoption. Many, many safeguards are put into place. Adoptive parents need to get three different agencies of the U.S. government to approve them. They need to be approved by the Haitian government. The child needs background needs to be checked to make, as I said, early in the process to make sure that they are legally free for international adoption. So it's not as easy as it may appear, where you just go in, take a child who's obviously an orphan, put them on a plane, bring them to the United States. We have learned as a community a lot of lessons. The airlift out of, or the boatlift out of Vietnam back in the 70s, the tsunami that hit during this decade.
Mm. What
other
lessons?
Airlifts that had taken place out of Cuba, for instance. We've learned quite a number of lessons over the years.
And what have you learned specifically that you think would be applicable to Haiti?
Specifically, what you want to do is make every effort to go back to the village or the community that that child was from, talk to the neighbors, create databases with the child's name. At all possible to determine it, create databases of family members who are missing children or missing nephews, nieces, grandchildren. You create them, you match them up, you walk around literally into the neighborhoods with the pictures of the children and see if anyone recognizes them. Well, we don't want that to take 10 years because the child could suffer more harm in an orphanage over an extended period of time. It's a no-win situation. You know, there could be damage done if you separate a family or if you leave a kid in an orphanage for too long. There's damage on that way, too.
Tom, from all the people that you're associated with on the ground in Haiti, what are you hearing from them about the flow of aid so far?
It's never enough, and it's never fast enough, no matter how fast or how much we're sending. We have orphanages running out of water, and young children can dehydrate very, very quickly. We've already had a few deaths over the weekend for the population of children that we're assisting. When we do get supplies in there, gangs come in and loot the water, the food, the medical supplies, because the orphanage staff is skeleton, maybe two people caring for 80 or 90 children. So it's really a dire, dire situation. We need everything from security to basic necessities.
Is it a situation that you think is par for the course in a country like Haiti that's just gone through a magnitude 7 earthquake, or is it especially worse than similar situations?
I think it's especially worse. The government was not very functional, as we all know, for decades. There were not a lot of services for the general population and certainly not for children. And because of the poverty rate and the lack of infrastructure, you had a horrible situation to begin with for orphan children or children in general. Now that what was there is gone, it's even more so. I've never really seen or seen reports coming out of any country the way we are with Haiti. And the devastation is just, it's unimaginable.
Clearly, this earthquake is going to leave in its wake unspeakable numbers of orphans. What is your organization, the Joint Council on International Children's Services, actually advising people to do who want to help these Haitian kids without parents?
Well, the first thing that we need to do is get them emergency aid, get them safe. As you just heard on the earlier piece, if we need to, fly them out to get the medical treatment. So that's the one thing they can do is continue to donate. Another thing they can do is, if they are interested in adopting, to call an adoption service provider. Talk to them, get on a list, so that when adoption does start up again in Haiti, and we don't know when that will be, it's way too early to tell, but when it does start up, that they will then be able to proceed and adopt an orphan in a legal fashion that will be in the best interest of that child.
Tom DeFilippo heads the Joint Council on International Children's Services, a U.S. advocacy group. Thanks for speaking to us about this dire situation.
Thanks for bringing the needs of the kids to your audience.